difference between a tutor and a train? Any ideas? The difference between a tutor and a train? A tutor says, get rid of that gum. And a train says, choo-choo. As for me, I didn't know anything about the WizKids tutoring program until I came to this church 8 years ago. But immediately, as soon as I learned more, I wanted to get involved. Roberta paired me with a second grader with the distinctive name of Sienna Snow. I was blessed to be her tutor until she finished elementary school and went off to middle school. Over those 4 years, we formed a great bond of trust and love and fun and food, because I could always be relied upon to have extra cheese sticks during snack time, and Sienna was always extra hungry. But I'll tell you this, the bond, and Deb alluded to it, the bond that Sienna and I shared was not unique to us. Forming great bonds between tutors and students is a regular sight and a common strength of WizKids. Seeing tutors and kids working together at their tables is amazing. And you're always invited to come any Thursday. It's
4 to 5:30.
Okay, got that. Okay. I should know that. It's going well. Seeing the smiles on the kids' faces when they look at their tutor is amazing. It's amazing what is forming. And these bonds, as you have heard, often produce great results. Two of my students, Sienna's great results, were going from being a very reluctant reader to becoming a confident reader. And going from undervaluing herself to realizing her true value and real potential. As with many tutor and kid relationships, getting to know Sienna also meant getting to know her mom, her younger brother Jermaine, and of course, her grandma, who lived around the corner. Sometimes we all met for pizza at Romano's. Because Sienna liked math and enjoyed art, her artwork was on exhibition at the Bemis Library. I went over to see it with other kids her age. It was wonderful. And then building on her interest in art, we made a field trip, just the two of us, to one of my favorite art places, the Denver Art Museum. Once the cat was out of the bag, I tried to keep it in the bag as long as I could. But once the cat was out of the bag about me being a pastor at the church, I worried that it would negatively affect our relationship. Thank God, literally, it did not. Quite the opposite, which brings me back to the WizKids mission. Specifically, the part that speaks about a hope. Our mission is to help kids build confidence, skills, and relationships that give them a future and a hope, a hope. Our first Bible reading that Bill read tells us about the high regard that Jesus has for children and those who care for them. It's actually a letter. And our second reading focuses in on hope. It's actually a letter written by the Apostle Paul when he was in all places, not necessarily a hopeful place, but a prison in Rome. But we hear in Paul's words that I'll read in a minute, Paul is not worried. or anxious, quite the opposite. He is hopeful, and he shares that hopefulness with all of us in these words from Philippians. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you've learned and received from me. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord, so thanks be to God. Maybe you've heard that first part of that passage before. It's the one that's often quoted, and somehow those last few verses that focus more on hope are not read as often. The first part is on our list of words to remember for today. It encourages us not to worry about anything, but instead of worrying, pray. Not always easy to do when you are worried and anxious and feeling overwhelmed, but a reminder that God wants to hear from us. Whatever is on our minds and hearts, nothing too small, nothing too big. And in that relationship of prayer, there is an amazing result. Peace. Peace. We feel a sense of calm, a sense of well-being. It's not the peace of the world. It's the peace of God. Peace from another world. We tend to work out our peace. We tend to want to control things so we will have that peace and feeling of well-being that we struggle for and need. We tend to work it out sometimes with our careers or our jobs or our relationships, with our bank accounts, with our retirements, our homes, and our possessions. But all of those things are subject to change. They will never bring us sustainable and lasting peace. They are subject to the vagaries and the fluctuations of the economy, Wall Street, and flawed human thinking. God's peace, on the other hand, never fluctuates. It's steady. It's a firm foundation. You can count on it. Always. It is a peace grounded in hope. In the last part of Paul's encouraging, hopeful letter, the hope inherent in the Whiz Kids tutoring program comes for me clearly to the front, and hopefully for you as well. It speaks about a legacy of paying attention to what's important, what is true, what is honorable, what is right, what is excellent and worthy of praise. One of the things that I remember from my 4 years of tutoring was something that Roberta, our Whiz Kids coordinator, did. It might sound like a small thing, but it had big results. Every year, Roberta came up with a creative way to recognize every student throughout the weeks of the WizKids year. What she did was always colorful and visual. It usually included a picture of the students, sometimes a picture of the tutor, and always a time for sharing their experience in their own words. Thanks, Roberta. As Paul encourages people in the church of Philippi to remember what they have learned and received from him, we are encouraged to remember what we have learned and received from the WizKids tutoring program. What WizKids has meant and continues to mean for individual kids and individual tutors, for individual families and individual schools, but also for our whole school and education system, for our entire communities, and our whole cities. Sure, we learn about managing time, improving study skills, and building strengths in reading, writing, spelling, and math. We also learn about becoming more of who God made each and every one of us to be. We learn to empower others as we have been empowered. Through modeling Jesus' love and compassion, the WizKids tutoring program is a reliable source of hope. Hope for today and hope for tomorrow. Hope grounded in a God who so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In God's love and God's redemption, we always have hope. Amen. So, let's see. I would like to ask all of the WizKids tutors and students and Mr. Buzz and everybody else involved in WizKids, families, if you want to just stand where you are. We can see everybody and join me at this. Thank you so much. And please pray with me. Almighty God, thank you for WizKids, for all the tutors, past, present, and future, for all the students, past, present, and future. Thank you for Roberta Wheeler, our site coordinator for so many years, for Pat Hostetter, who first brought WizKids to this church. Thank you for Mr. Buzz. Thank you for the teachers and administrators at Field Elementary School. Thank you for the families. Thank you for everyone at this church who year after year faithfully supports and hosts this amazing mission in our midst. We couldn't do any of it without your divine presence and inspiration and your generous blessings of faith, hope, and love. Amen.